Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1. Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1.
Gus, this is N0 on TR. Where in the world are you now? I know without asking, Canada. Last time I heard, Nova Scotia. Alpha 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 4, Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1, N0 TR.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, this is Gus. Glad to catch you. I always hope that when I get on this repeater, I can find you. Yeah, we're in Cape Breton, I think is how it's pronounced, Nova Scotia. Sunday, we leave on a ferry for Newfoundland. We're going to be there 3 weeks, and then we'll gradually work our way back south. Probably spend a couple more weeks in North Carolina. Can't remember how up to date I am with you, but we're buying a 2-bedroom house in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and that will be our summer home going forward. We may back down on how much we RV, but it would be a great place this summer. Well, how are you doing? How are you and your lovely wife faring with the summer? Over.
Good. Gus had a little issue with the labs on my kidneys here last week. Got to get that looked at a little bit. Never had that before. So a new verse, but nothing real bad yet or anything. But we've been out working on the chicken house the last, 2.5-3 hours. And we got 7 inches of rain the other day in about 3 hours one night. One of those spontaneous thunderstorms, I guess you'd call it. It was more rain than it was lightning or anything. And that's more rain than I've ever seen here at once in 14 years. And it just stalled over the top of us. And we're supposed to get some of the outer bands of this hurricane that's coming in. What is it, Betty? Is that the name of it, sir? And Debbie? And nothing serious here. They said a possibility of 1 to 4 inches of rain. But in North Carolina and on up, I think it'd be worthy of watching, because that burn storm's going real slow and it just huddling over the coastline there. And I don't know how far it'll get in up there. Gus, over. You are listening.
Sorry, Golf Hotel / Victor Echo 1. I've got 3 radios in front of me, and I grabbed the wrong one, and it's like, duh, you got to talk to the right person. Well, I just want to make sure, I'm glad to hear that everything's going well, that many things are going well with you. I understand that you're worried about health, but we'll keep our prayers going in your direction. Over.
Well, she said next time if I have an appointment, she'll refer me to renal person if necessary. It's just some numbers went down. But drink lots of water in the meantime, and we'll see if they come back up. They never have went down. It's called creatine. It means your kidneys aren't functioning as well as they should. So it sounds like you're having a wonderful time up there. What do all you do? Just go around and try different restaurants, or do you go fishing or something like that, or Newfoundland. I've flown over Newfoundland, but I've never ever been there. It looks pretty desolate from the air.
Newfoundland can be, but there's some really beautiful spots, wildlife. I think on this trip we're going to 2 whale watching adventures. We're going to spend time in Gander, which was the site of course, all those airplanes landing on 9/11, and that town just outdid themselves taking care of people. And it was actually a play or a musical set in Gander at the time of 9/11, and it really describes how heroic people were in taking care of, 7,000 strangers who just landed without warning. It was just awe-inspiring. And we've seen the musical in Florida, but it's playing in Gander, and so we're making a slight detour and delay to stop and see it. It's just going to be exciting. When will you know more about your issues over?
Oh, Gus, they talked about I've had two different blood tests in 3 months, and these numbers have went down a little bit, or went up, I guess you'd say. And I don't know a whole lot about it, except it means your kidneys aren't functioning or filtering as well as they should. So she's going to do another test in 3 months. And so far the graph is going down, and that's not a good thing. But I think I eat a little bit of everything that you're not supposed to. Number one being cantaloupe. I have some of that every morning. Tomatoes. Not supposed to eat a lot of tomatoes, and I just got finished with some tomatoes and cottage cheese here, homegrown tomatoes, matter of fact. But I moderated in the size of it. But we'll see how that goes. Well, that sounds interesting. Yeah, that was quite a thing. I never did ask my nephew. He flies 787s. I should have asked him where he was at during 9/11. But he flies international flights all the time, but mostly out of Dallas to the areas of Hong Kong and Japan and Indonesia and places like that. But been out of touch with him here lately, and I don't know why. But he has a German wife, and she had a heart transplant, so he's been pretty busy. Our oldest children have been in Maine this last week, and it looks like they had a grand old time up there in Maine. They were at Kennebunkport, at where the Bushes live and all of that, and stayed up there for a week. And she's got to go back because she's a teacher and he's an engineer. So they got to get back to work, and they got back last night in the Detroit areas where they live, West Bloomfield. But they had a great time, and our granddaughter, their daughter, went with them, and she's at Ohio State. And she took off and went with them before school starts. And she'll finish up this spring, I think, up at Ohio State. She's majoring in logistics and a minor in German. But I hope you have a great time and a safe time out there, Gus. And I'll let you go and go back over here and read my QST. Alpha, Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Stroke Victor, Echo 1, N0, TR.
Tom, always great talking to you. I wish you the best with your health, and we'll be talking to you again soon, I hope. Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, / Victor Echo 1, 73s to November 0, Tango Romeo.
Gus, and thank you. This is N0TR, clear.